Space Elders!
It is the 23rd century. Humans have left the lonely confines of planet Earth and have sought their destiny among the stars. While many things have changed, one constant remains: the need for young men to venture forth and do the work of the Lord. This is the tale of two such men who, at the age of 19, have answered the call of their general authorities and are embarking on a two-year mission to spread the gospel throughout the entire galaxy. This is the story of Space Elders!
Today, we join our missionaries as they land on a remote planet called Triskelion.
Hey, Lehi, ever wonder where Zone Leader Hansen finds planets no one has ever heard of to send us to?
Well, I'm sure these folks just call the 1-800 Subspace Channel and request visits by missionaries.
Well, we've been on Triskelion for over a minute now, and no one's made an attempt on our lives. I'd say so far so good.
But these are the agreed-upon coordinates. We were supposed to wait here for them to contact us. Hey, where are we now?
You are in a cavern miles below the surface of Triskelion.
Looky, Butch, disembodied brains. Who are you guys?
We are the providers.
200 quatlus for the tall one.
300 quatlus for the tall one.
Excuse me, providers. I'm Lehi Christiansen, and this is Elder Jensen.
500 quatlus for Elder Jensen.
As I was saying, we represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You know, the Mormons.
600 quatlus for Elder Jensen.
We was wondering if you had heard of our church and if you'd like to hear more.
700 quatlus for Elder Jensen, and I'll let you have the fat one for free.
Hey, wait just a minute. Missionaries come in pairs. You can't split us up. We are a package deal.
Okay. 800 quatlus for both of the Mormons. That's my final offer.
Did we just get sold to that glowing brain under the glass doodad over there?
That's what it sounded like. We'd better get to the bottom of this.
Excuse me. It's me over here, Lehi.
You know, the fat one.
But you're not helping.
Sorry.
If you brains are done talking amongst yourselves, we'd just like to talk to you about joining our faith.
Silence! You are now a drill thrall. You will fight in the arena for our amusement until you are dead.
I don't like the looks of this.
Ah, don't be such a wussy. We have these big stick thingies to defend ourselves with, and our opponent is a scantily clad woman with big breasts. Come on, lady, take your best shot.
Ow! Hey, I wasn't ready.
Try that again, I dare you.
Ow!
Hey, that's gonna leave a mark. Hey, provider guys, care to make a new wager?
300 quatlus on the missionaries.
400 quatlus on the scantily clad woman with big breasts.
How would you like to wager your eternal souls?
Make this good, or we will teleport you onto the surface of Triskelion's sun.
Okay, here's the deal. If we win, we get to go free, and you donate 1,000 quatlus to the LDS Church Missionary Program. We lose, and we will remain drill thralls and fight for your amusement.
I don't know. That's a lot of quatlus.
Well, you chicken?
You have a wager. You two against all of the other drill thralls.
It was nice knowing you, Lehi.
Don't sweat it, Butch. I got a plan. Is this the end of Butch and Lehi? Will they spend the rest of their very short lives as drill thralls? Can quatlus be used to pay tithing? How exactly would you baptize a disembodied brain anyway? Tune in next time to hear Lehi say... Put down your stick, Butch, and follow my lead.
Oh, but we couldn't take a pussy girl thrall, and you think we can take on all them without weapons?
Trust me. Excuse me, drill thralls. I'm Elder Christiansen of the LDS Church. My companion, Elder Jensen.
Hi.
And I were wondering if you'd like to learn more about the Mormon Church.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Foul! You cheated! I demand a rematch!
On the next eye-gouging episode of Space Elders.